Om Shanti. 28th June 2019, Thursday. Slogan: the most enlightened souls are those who remain soul conscious. The most enlightened souls are those who remain soul conscious. To remain soul conscious means to remain situated in the very basic nature of soul, and the nature of the soul has got, as we all know, 7 basic qualities. So to be soul conscious means to interact on the basis of these 7 qualities: knowledge, purity, happiness, peace, love, bliss, and power. When interactions are based on these core values, then the person could be said to be soul conscious. And Baba is saying, the greatest jnani, the greatest enlightened soul, is the one who remains soul conscious. So the first definition of being soul conscious is to remain situated in these 7 basic qualities of the soul. So unless and until one is situated in this, one cannot be soul conscious. So these are the very nature of the soul. And the more one remains in them, the more one is stable, one is calm, and intellect doesn't wander here and there. For example, if you take any one of these, peace. To remain peaceful means one is soul conscious. In today's Sakar, Murli Baba said, if somebody is angry, one cannot remain calm. If one is angry, there cannot be any shanti there, any peace there. Anger burns, it dries up all the utensils. So on one side are vices, on another side are virtues. So when one is soul conscious, automatically one is virtuous, and when one is body conscious, automatically one is vicious. So it's a battle between body conscious and soul conscious, virtues and vices. So the more one is soul conscious, the more virtuous one becomes. You don't have to think what I have to do in particular situation, because these virtues are the very nature of the soul. So the very single thought that I am a soul and a slight experience of being a soul makes one get situated in these 7 qualities. And any action which is done based on these 7 qualities cannot become bad action, bad karma. So when one is soul conscious, automatically one is pure. You don't have to work on purity. One of the best means of inculcating purity is to become soul conscious. Jnani, all the knowledge is within the soul. So there are different ways of gaining knowledge. One is reading, listening, experience, others' experience. But one more way is just to become soul conscious and not do anything. Just trying to become as much as soul conscious. Because everything is hidden here, that will start coming out. It's not that one who is very intelligent and one who has very sharp memory is more jnani. It's nothing like that. In this Brahmin life, the one who is more soul conscious is a jnani. How much one has read and what one has read has not that much important. The most important thing is jnana, soul consciousness. The more one is soul conscious, the more one is jnani. The more one is soul conscious, the more one is pure. The more one is soul conscious, the more the happiness and more the peace. If there is a less peace, if there is a less happiness in life, probably we are less soul conscious. Rather than searching happiness outside, we need to tap the inner door. Rather than searching peace outside, the peace lies in the soul consciousness. We all know all of these things and multiple times we have heard, and yet this very basic chapter is yet not very much clear. To be soul conscious, Baba said, this is the first point to be Manmanabhav in today's Sakar Murli. This is the first point to be Manmanabhav. And the moment one becomes soul conscious, automatically one becomes God conscious. Just as you become body conscious, you don't have to do anything. Automatically one is dragged down into vices. The moment one is body conscious, automatically you start remembering all the relatives of the body. You start indulging in the body consciousness, in the self-sense gratification. You don't have to think. The moment you become body conscious, all the vices start pulling. So how? It is natural. In the similar manner, the moment one is soul conscious, what happens? One starts remembering God. One starts remembering one's home. One starts remembering the entire cycle of 5,000 years. Because everything is recorded in the soul. It is the body which has come as a contamination somewhere in the soul consciousness. The body consciousness is sort of contamination in the soul consciousness. So, the more the one soul is soul conscious, the more the one is lovable. If you see in the world, the one emotion which is there in most of the relationships is hatred. People hate each other. They cannot stand each other. They cannot see each other. They don't want to see each other's faces. The persons who used to love each other too much once upon a time, now they hate each other. That's a very ravaging relationship which is there in the world. So that also shows that one has traveled from soul consciousness to body consciousness. So more the soul consciousness, the more would be the love in the soul. The more the soul consciousness, the more would be the feeling of bliss, joy, beatitude, super sensuous bliss. The more one is soul conscious, most important, the more one is powerful. At present, souls are weak. They are sorrowful. They are not happy. As Baba mentioned in last Sunday's Murli, souls are very unhappy because of the bodily diseases, because of the unfulfilled desires, because of the wealth, money, because of natural calamities and because of the relationships. So everywhere there is sorrow in the world. And the basic reason for sorrow is the lack of soul consciousness. This is such a dramatic teaching, a revolutionary teaching. Baba is giving the humanity the treatment of the age-old disease of sorrow, of suffering. All the scriptures, if you see, they just try to give answer to one question. Dukkhasya kaana karanam? What is the reason of dukkha? What is the reason for this sorrow? This is an answer which every scripture is searching. Every scripture is trying to understand why there is so much sorrow and what is the solution to this sorrow. Baba has come out with this answer. Soul consciousness. And because it looks very simple, people don't understand. The solution is very, very simple. There is one door which is locked. Okay? This is a door which has got lock from many, many years. People have tried to open this door, but they couldn't. And once you open the door, you enter the world of happiness. And everybody knows this is written here, happiness. It's written happiness, but nobody has the key. Every religion has tried key to open, but they couldn't. Baba has come with this master key. Soul conscious is the master key that opens the lock of the door of happiness. So that's why Baba said, greatest jnani, greatest enlightened soul is the one who is soul conscious. In the world, who is considered to be the great jnani? Who is considered to be knowledgeful soul? In the world, who is clever? Who is shrewd? Chalak. Who has got more information? Who has read many books? Who has got very sharp memory? Who is a good speaker?
Who has lot of money?
Okay. We are talking of a knowledge. So knowledgeable person, even in the people, don't believe that much. But some people do, okay. Because of that's why he has made so much money. Because he is clever. Had he been fool, he would not have made money. Okay. Some people, but not all. Even in the world, they will not believe. But I am asking, overall, in the world, who is considered as a jnani? Who has read scriptures? Okay. Who has sharp memory? Who has sharp intellect? Who is very witty, very clever, like they show in that Birbal or that Tenali Rama. These are very witty people. They used to trick the other. They used to outsmart their colleagues. So these were very smart people. So those who are smart, those who are clever, those who are very witty, those who are very intelligent, those who have read a lot of things, those who know many things, those who are rather, one more thing, those who have got a lot of experience. In the world, people consider people who have got a lot of experience as jnani. Those who have seen all the ups and downs of lives. Yesterday Baba said this is a delicate path where there are a lot of ups and downs. So those who have trodden this delicate path and those who have seen all the weathers, all the seasons, all the ups and downs, they are considered to be jnani. What else? Who is considered as jnani in the world? Those who can predict. Those who know future. Those who do thought reading. Those who influence others. Those who are very magnetic personality. Those who have got that charisma, that charismatic personality, magnetic personality, they pull people. They are known as crowd puller. Our Prime Minister is known as crowd puller. They pull crowd. So those who are crowd puller, those who have charismatic personality, those who have got magnetism, those who have got that attractiveness in them, they are considered as jnani, okay? Those who have got a lot of followers. Those who have got a lot of followers. Okay, these are more of those who are famous rather. Jnani, who is considered jnani in the world? He is a very knowledgeable person, they say. They have very high IQ. High IQ. As I said that day also, There are certain children, they are known as indigo children. Indigo children are those who are prodigious. They know more than their age. They know everything. So, very high IQ. One is intelligent, jnani. Those who do thought reading. Those who can predict. Okay? Those who can predict. Those who foretell. Prophecy. Those who prophesize that today this is going to happen. Today I think it will not rain. Today I think it will rain. Or those who perform miracles. Miracles. Miracle that stuns the world. Such miracles. Even they are considered, oh, they are very great souls. Yeah, thought reading. Thought reading means if somebody comes like a sadhu, a yogi, a guru is sitting and a person comes and he says, okay, you are unhappy because you don't have children. He said, oh, how you got to know it? And that's how they are considered jnani. So they will take out one fruit and hand over. And the king would become very happy. So it's like that. They know, they read the thoughts. Whatever you go with them, they will read what is there in your mind. So you feel, oh, this person is not ordinary. How he got to know about me? This is a thing which is known only to me. And how he got to know about it? So he is definitely not an ordinary soul. He is some avatar. He is some incarnation. He is some great soul. Or some great soul must have entered in him. So, this is the definition of the jnani soul in the world. Those who make others fool. Or those who say something and that comes true. Or those who have a power to give blessing. Or those who have the power to transfer their spiritual powers to their disciples. So, in the world, these people are known as jnani. Also, the world considers those who are very humble as jnani. Some scriptures mention those who are very humble, they are very jnani. Those who are without ego are jnani. So world also believes like that. What Baba says? Baba doesn't say anything of these. These are the things he might be saying, but most important thing he says, jnani means soul conscious. So if you want to become more jnani, then what you have to do? You have to increase the dose of soul consciousness. You have to increase the stock of soul consciousness. If one wants to become a greatest jnani in the world, what one will have to do?
Open the door of
consciousness. So one has to become as much soul consciousness as possible. This is the target, to become as much soul conscious as possible. But how to become? Soul has lived in the body for so many births, 84 births and 5,000 years. And suddenly somebody comes and says, oh, you are not this. You are this which is invisible. It's not definitely an easy task. Rather, to become soul conscious is the hardest thing in the world. The most difficult task in the world. Though it is the easiest also, but it is the most difficult thing in the world to become soul conscious. So for becoming soul conscious, what you have to do? Okay. So one is practice. Practice of what? I am soul, I am soul, I am soul, I am soul. One is positive practice, another is negative practice. Positive practice is I am soul. Negative practice is I am not body. Nachabhati bhuta sangam. I am not this body. I am that. Tadbrahma nishkalamaham. I am that. I am that. Tatvamasi. You are that. You are not this. This is false. Mithya. This is not that. This is not your nature. You are that. So one is the positive practice. That I am soul. You are not thinking of body. I am a soul who is staying in the body. Baba has taught this. But there is another practice also, which says, I am not body, I am not eyes, I am not nose, I am not mouth, I am not ears, I am not this legs, I am not these hands. This is a practice. This is the practice. This is the path of negation. There are two paths. One is the path of assertion, another is the path of negation. In the scriptures, this path is mentioned in Advaita Vedanta as neti neti. Not this, not this, not this, not this. Then what? You negate everything. I am not this, I am not this, I am not this, I am not this. Then what is remain? Now this is I am. This is one path. So one is the positive, another is the negative. What else? So one is practice, second?
Teach others.
Teach others, okay. By teaching others, you start becoming soul conscious. Third, read more and more about soul. Try to understand soul. Read as much as possible about soul. Think as much as possible about soul. So churn about soul. I'm not doing yoga, but think simply sitting and churning. What is soul? What is the size of the soul? Where does the soul reside? What is the color of the soul? What are the divisions of the soul? What is the weight of the soul? What is the weight of the soul? What is the dimension of the soul? Length, breadth and width of the soul? Why soul is invisible? There are so many questions about soul which one must think, sit down and think. In the scripture they say that this hair, end of the hair, divided into 10,000 parts. This end of the hair divided in 10,000 parts. The one part is soul. So think about soul. Contemplate about soul. Churn about soul. Reflect on the soul. What is soul? What all the scriptures talk about soul? What Brahma Kumaris say about soul? What Islam say about soul? What Christianity say about soul? What Hinduism say about soul? What Jainism say about soul? What Buddhism say about soul? So what are the opinions about soul by great men? One must think of that. Then what else? How to become soul conscious? So read as much as possible about soul. Think as much as possible about soul. Hear as much as possible about soul. What else? Experience soul. Try to experience soul in yoga. Letting go of the consciousness of the body and just float in that consciousness that I am soul and experience. And if these are the seven virtues of the soul, think of those virtues and automatically you reach near soul. So when you think of virtues, you are thinking of, in fact, of soul. So you become soul conscious by thinking even of virtues, just by adding one attack, by practicing soman, by practicing self-respect. I am a loveful soul. Even remove soul. I am a loving, loveful being. I am a knowledgeable being. I am a loveful being. I am blissful. I am happy. Happiness is my very nature. So positive thinking also leads one towards soul consciousness. What else? What are the types of souls? Okay. What else? To become soul conscious, what I should do? Purity. That's one of the seven natures, virtues of the soul. But yes, the more one becomes pure, the one reaches towards soul consciousness. So one must try to get rid of all the vices. Baba said that these vices have made Bharat what? Very poor. The urn, which was full of jewels, has become empty because of these vices. They are in full force now. These vices are in full force. So trying to get rid of vices automatically takes one towards soul consciousness. There are two ways. One is to put the purity. Another is to remove the impurity. If there is some CD, you have to delete certain things and add new things. So delete the past and add new things. Delete the impurity and add new things. Delete the soul body consciousness and add soul consciousness. So to become soul conscious, keep on practicing soul consciousness. To become soul conscious, read about it, think about it, experience it, talk about it. Imagine visualization. That is one more method. Visualization. Visualize soul sitting in the middle of the forehead, spreading vibrations. So visualizing soul also leads towards soul consciousness. What else? Hypnosis, self-hypnosis, auto-suggestions, affirmations. One becomes soul conscious. Self-affirmations. I am soul. I am this. I am going out of the body. I am coming in the body. Another is spiritual drills. They make one soul conscious. So affirmations, spiritual drills, even yogasanas sometimes. Because they still the body, and you can, the soul is reflected well. Even pranayama, all these are the worldly methods, but even they can contribute towards soul consciousness. To remain healthy also leads to soul consciousness. Because when one is sick, can you become soul conscious? When you have fever of 102? Impossible. Very difficult. When you have severe pain in the abdomen, can you become soul conscious? It means to remain healthy is near to soul consciousness. When you fall sick, you go away from soul consciousness. Sickness, illness, disease makes one more and more body conscious. Because body pulls. When you're having severe headache, it's difficult to remain soul conscious. Very difficult. So to remain healthy is to become soul conscious. To have vairag for the world, detachment for the world, is to become soul conscious. Because soul is attached to the world. So practice developing vairagya. The more is the tyaga and more is the tapasya, the more is one soul conscious. Control of the senses leads to soul consciousness. Love of God leads to soul consciousness. So there are so many methods to become more and more soul conscious. See others as soul. Soul conscious vision leads to soul consciousness. Be a detached observer or be detached from the world leads to soul consciousness. Om Shanti.